Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am pleased to welcome back Lee Harris of Blue Marine Travel. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. Yourself?
Great, great. I mean, it's a Monday morning, and every morning I wake up is a good one.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So travel right now, I mean, it is one of the biggest things that everybody's talking about, because one minute you've got a government saying, you know, we're opening everything up, and then, but with an exception of, and it's really confusing. I mean, for crew, I think things have opened up much better for crew than it has just for travelers. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in the crew situation.
Yeah, so it is. Yeah, crew have got it a bit easier than just the normal tourist wanting to go somewhere. There are exemptions in place for them, which is definitely handy, that's for sure. The big news, obviously, this past week was the announcement of the EU safe list. And as we predicted, I think it was last week, we said that the US was likely to be left off, and they were. So I've got a list of the countries that actually made it onto the safe list. I'll read them out so that you've got them anyway. So the countries on there are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Georgia, Japan, Montenegro, Morocco, New Zealand, Rwanda, Serbia, South Korea, Thailand, Tunisia, United Kingdom, and Uruguay. They're the list, that's the 14 countries they've put on the safe list. However, as per the declaration from the EU, there was good news for seafarers. Because obviously, if you are a citizen from, say, USA, who was not on the safe list, there are exemptions if you're going to work on board a yacht. So you will be exempt, you will still be allowed in, as long as you're going to work and you have your seaman discharge book and your papers to join the yacht. So that is some good news for seafarers there.
Well, I guess if you're a seafarer and coming over from the United States without a job, that's impossible then.
Yeah, I mean, we got asked this question not long ago, actually. Some crew who were working on a yacht in the US, they were US citizens, basically wanted to come to the Med for the summer season, but not actually work. And unfortunately, at the moment, it's a no-go. The EU have said that they're going to review the list every 2 weeks. But I think if we're being realistic, it's going to be a while before the USA are on there.
Well, it's ironic because, I mean, the US and the UK both are having similar numbers. So what is going on with the fact that the UK has been allowed?
It's just, I mean, it's mind-boggling, isn't it? I mean, you know, you see the amount of cases that the UK have got, and yeah, they've just opened up borders to them. So who knows? I mean, I think we said last time it could purely only be the fact that they want to get their tourist season started for the summer. That's the only reason I can think. They want to get the Brits in there drinking in the pubs and all the rest of it, and hence why they've opened up to them.
Well, is there any quarantine then whatsoever? There's testing. I mean, you know, as far as the airports go, we did discuss it last week, but it's always good to sort of refresh. What is sort of the process in airports worldwide right now?
Yeah, so a lot of them have got the screening. So the temperature checks, the screening. With regards to the EU safe list itself, there's no quarantine whatsoever. The 14 countries on there are allowed in and allowed out with no quarantine whatsoever. Most airlines now are expecting people to wear face masks, which, you know, is sensible. And again, most airlines are also cutting out the middle seat to try and keep social distancing as well.
Now, if you don't have a face mask, will they have them there or supply them for you if you don't have one?
From what we know, most will. I'm not going to say they all will. So, I mean, if you know you're going to be traveling in the next sort of 3-4 weeks, I would try and get your hands on a mask. But yeah, most I would imagine would have, but obviously we wouldn't be able to guarantee that.
Have we seen a price increase straight across the board or decrease? I mean, you know, in a situation like this with airlines being shut down straight across the face of the planet, you never know. I mean, they might decrease the prices for the simple fact that they want to start getting movement again, or they might increase because they've been without flights for so long.
Yeah, I mean, for us personally, with regards to the marine fares, it's a set fare. They have staggered pricing brackets depending on the availability. So for us personally, we've not really seen a massive change in the airfares at all. And again, like we touched on a couple of weeks ago, I think going forward, I see people saying there's going to be large increases, but I don't see it myself personally.
Now, there has been some word out of South Africa as well, because South Africa was probably one of the strictest countries as far as flying in and out.
Yeah, it still is. Yeah, it's, there's no commercial scheduled airlines flying in or out of South Africa at the moment. I think the latest word that we've heard is likely to be September before there's any sign of scheduled flights going in. But one good thing is that we heard yesterday South African Airlines have been given approval by the local government to put on 4 repatriation flights between the 13th and the 17th of July. I must stress that these cannot be booked through us or any other travel agent. You have to go direct to the airline. But I'd just like to go through the list of the flights because it's imperative at the moment. There's so many South African crew stuck in South Africa, desperate to get back to work. So I think this is, you know, quite a major thing that we need to talk about. The 4 flights that they've got planned at the moment, again, these are only proposed. So basically what happens is if one of the 4 flights I'm now going to mention is something that somebody wants to try and get themselves on, basically they have to express an interest on the website, on the South African website, which I'll give at the end as well. And then as long as South African Airways have enough people expressing an interest, then they can put these flights on. But they have got, this time, they have got the approval of the South African government, which I think previously they didn't beforehand. That's where they came unstuck. So the 4 flights that they've got so far, the first one is on the 13th of July, which is from Johannesburg to Washington. Then on the 16th of July, it's the return flight from Washington back to Johannesburg. On the 15th of July, there's a flight from Johannesburg to London. And then on the 17th of July, again, a proposed flight from London to Johannesburg. Like I said, you have to express an interest to get on these flights. And the website that you'll need to go to is www.flysaa.com/repatriation.
Okay, I'm writing that down so we can add this underneath the interview as well, because I know that, you know, South Africa, there is quite a few crew that come from that area. Now, you know, this is the season that they tend to come here.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most asked questions that we still get in South Africa. And the problem is we can't give people, you know, a definite answer because we just don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, the last we heard is it's going to be the first or the beginning of September when they allow scheduled airlines. So again, I think it's important that we get this list of 4 flights out there for people that they can at least try and get themselves on. What I would say with regards to these as well, there is a cutoff point of the 7th of July to express your interest. So that only really gives you 24 hours to jump on the website, put your details in there. And then basically what happens is South African Airways will send you an email confirmation, not that you're on the flight, but an email confirmation that they've got your interest. And then once they know the numbers, then they'll get back to you.
So if they manage to get on this flight, for example, to Chicago or to London, is there anything that, is there quarantine or anything that they have to do once they get there?
Well, again, both the countries, the US and the UK, as long as, for the US, if they've got a B1, B2 visa, then they're free to travel to where they need to go. And again, the UK, provided they've got a discharge book and they're going to work on a yacht, they don't need to quarantine.
Okay, so as far as paperwork goes, can you just run over exactly what crew need in order to get into to many countries around the world then?
Yeah, so they'll need the basics. Basically, they'll need their seaman discharge book. That's the main one that they're going to need. I would stress having the crew list as well to show that they're on the crew list. Any paperwork from the yacht saying what they're going out there to do, as long as it's on the yacht's headed paper or the management company's headed paper. They're the 3 main things that people will need to sort of circumnavigate any quarantine issues.
Now, if you're just generally a tourist or, for example, somebody who wants to go to the Med, to dock walk, etc., is there forms that you need to fill out for that purpose?
Not that we know. I mean, again, it depends on the countries that you're coming from. If you're on one of the 14 safe lists, then as far as I'm aware, they're free to come and go as they please. But if you're not off there, to be honest, I don't think you're going to get in. You know, if you just want to go into dog walk and take in the summer season, but you've not got a job, if you're not on the safe list, then I don't think you're going to get in. Not at this
moment. All right.
I should just stress, obviously, not at this moment. Like I said, it's reviewed every 2 weeks. You know, so 2, 4, 6 weeks down the line, it may be different.
When is the next review period?
I think it's on the 14th of July, I believe.
Okay. Well, we're going to definitely have you back again because, you know, things are changing consistently. I mean, in Spain right now, there's been two areas that have been locked down once again with the resurgence of cases. So, you know, this is something that is constantly changing. It's not set in stone. It doesn't matter where you are in the world.
No, exactly. I mean, it changes, you know, daily. I mean, it is that's how quickly it changes. Every single day, you'll get something different, something new from another country. You know, and it's tough work for the guys to try and keep on top of it. So, you know, we have to just get through it, to be honest.
Well, and do you know what? I mean, honestly, in this day and age, it's probably wise to go through an agency, especially if you are a crew, just to make sure that all of your bases are covered.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stress it enough. I mean, I think I've said it 2 or 3 times now. The chances are you could book yourself a flight online, no problem at all, but they're not going to tell you, you know, the documentation you need. They're not going to tell you the transit points if you can go via them. You know, so it's at this moment in time, I would say it definitely pays to go through an agent. And that's not me just saying it because I work in the industry. It's because I know how quickly things change.
Well, and in all seriousness, when you book with an agent and you find yourself stranded somewhere, there's somebody to call and there is things that can be done to help. Whereas if you book yourself.
Yeah. I mean, again, we had a point yesterday when we had to try and get in contact with an online airline. I won't name them, but they don't put their flights and their fares into our reservation system. So we have to deal with them either online or by telephone, and it got to the point where we were holding for something. It was like 2 hours or something, and we still couldn't get through to them. You know, and that's us. So you imagine, you know, a standard traveller who's booked their flights online, and it's the same with every airline. Every single airline have got massive queues on their phone systems.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, the state of the world right now, you never know what's going to happen, and you know, the last thing you want to be is find yourself stranded somewhere and you're not allowed to go ahead. I know there was a flight not maybe 2 weeks ago. Somebody was flying from Germany. They went to another country and then they showed up in Spain. And once they got to Spain, they were told they weren't allowed entry because they had come through this other country, even though they hadn't even disembarked the aircraft. So they were made to go back. Now, of course, the money was spent, the flights had been taken, and they were in the middle of trying to recoup their losses and figure out, you know, literally had lost 48 hours in the travel. So in a situation like that, it's best to be working with somebody who knows how to circumnavigate the system.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for definite. I mean, again, we had a case where Australia now, Sydney, they're limiting the number of passengers that are allowed in on a flight. And we had people booked on a certain airline and they were just bumped off, just bumped purely for the fact that they had to get the numbers down of the amount of people that they had on the plane. Thankfully, you know, we had people that we could speak to at Qatar. Obviously, we couldn't get them back on the flight because it wasn't the airline themselves that had done it. It was the New South Wales immigration were telling them they had to do it. But at least we had people that we could speak to find out the reasons why they'd done it. And then we could look to try and rebook, you know, for the earliest possible date that we could get.
Yeah, well, you know what? I personally am not traveling anywhere at any time at this moment, but for those of you that are, I would definitely, you know, encourage you to get a hold of someone like Lee or you know, another company that you're comfortable with, because right now travel is just so up in the air that it pays to, and it's not much difference in cost, is it, to have an agency rather than book online?
No, I mean, you know, to be honest, I would imagine, dependent on the route you're going, marine fares are mostly cheaper than published fares anyway. Plus, you get your extra baggage. You'll get 2 pieces of luggage instead of the one, or as the way the world is going, you don't even get luggage included anymore. That's then added on top. So I think people would be surprised if they actually went for an agency that they'd actually see themselves saving money.
Well, that's good to know. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that, especially when we're talking about crew, because they're usually more concerned about, you know, the cheapest flight, and they don't think about all the extra costs that sort of jump on board that.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's interesting because you see the price on the screen, and then by the time you've done your three or four clicks through, that price is completely different, completely different.
I've been in that situation booking between Spain and Canada. It's quite interesting. Wonderful. Well, Lee, I thank you very, very much for your time once again. And as things change, I'm sure we'd love to have you back again if you'd be more than willing to join us.
Oh, I love coming on. Thanks so much for having me, Bria.
Wonderful. Once again, and that has been Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel out of New Zealand. He is our travel expert here on Yachting International Radio. We appreciate you tuning in. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Tune in again for another episode.